where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Layoffs are expected at Shell Corunna. In a letter to Sarnia News Today, Shell Canada confirmed a number of positions will be reduced to lower operating costs. The statement says, as part of Shell's strategy update issued last June, the focus will be on performance and simplification with the aim to improve value, which includes reducing operating costs of between $2 to $3 billion. No formal targets exist in terms of the number of jobs involved, and the current restructuring will have no impact to operations. Full details are posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. Sarnia City Council will review a list of safety and security measures when it meets this afternoon. Sarnia Council asks staff to report back with consultation from the group at the October 27th meeting, after City County Councillor Bill Dennis apologized for an outburst earlier that month. The Joint Health and Safety Committee has made a list of six safety and security measures that could be implemented, including creating a contentious meeting protocol to maintain order and safety in chambers. Council's meeting begins at 1 o'clock. Also on today's agenda, City Council will decide whether or not to allow e-bikes on trails and paths for the next year. Close to 430 people responded to a survey in January asking if it should be permitted. Mayor Mike Bradley says the results were nearly split, with 45% for and 55% against the idea.
I know it's very mixed in the community based on the survey that was done. I have my own views from watching on the waterfront, and they need to be respectful of those who are walking and other activities on the waterfront. But I do not see where we go wrong for a year trying to determine whether it can work in the long term.
Council is also being asked to direct staff to complete proposed raised cycle track lanes on Wellington Street from Brock Street to Victoria to enhance safety for active transportation. Intersection improvements with curb bump outs and lane reductions are also recommended at the intersections of Wellington, Brock, and Vital Streets. Doug Ford pledged Friday to build more jails, as data shows the inmate population surged over the last year to the point where the vast majority of correctional institutions are well over capacity. The premier, speaking at an unrelated housing announcement in Milton, says he'd construct as many jails as needed when asked about the overcrowded system. And it has been a long time coming. The Waterfront Sarnia letter sign is set to be installed at Centennial Park this week. The 6-foot-tall letters will have the ability to be illuminated in different colors. Engineering and Operations GM David Jackson says the sign ties in with the city's waterfront master plan.
Look for opportunities to do placemaking and also provide kind of nighttime activation, so the lighting piece and the fact that it's kind of a destination point.
Jackson says the project is on budget at about $132,000. It was supported by a $55,000 community grant from Imperial. Sunny today, winds out of the northwest, a high of 11, clear tonight with a low of plus 1. For tomorrow, sunny, a high of 15, mix of sun and cloud on Wednesday, a high of 13.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.